to be moved. Although, could she call it that now? Where she'd come from? Bristol? Was it still home? It was a mid-March morning, and the sun was shining, easing some of her fears that she might regret her hasty decision to pick up sticks and get out while the going was good. If it had been raining, she might have been tempted to step back on the bus. She fought to control the strands of blonde hair that had worked loose from her messy bun, pushing them out of her face as she took in her surroundings as the bus pulled away. It was easier to face the wind, blowing northwest off the beach. Daffodils bloomed in clumps on the small green by the bus stop, and pale yellow wild primroses were dotted about. The tide was out, revealing the long expanse of sand, but she could still hear the roar of the sea. Overhead, a seagull gave its familiar cry. Kittiwake Cove, her fresh start. Rihanna took a deep breath, inhaling the invigorating, salty air, and let the sun warm her skin. It was just the tonic she needed. Online, she'd booked a self-catering apartment linked to the local pub, the Cormorant. From when she'd last stayed in Kittiwake Cove, 3 years ago, she remembered the pub was situated up the hill to the left of the beach. She would have loved to have booked the 5-star Kittiwake Cove Hotel, where they'd all stayed for Jen's hen party week. But that came at a hefty price, and she needed to be careful with money if she wanted to make a success of her new venture, and the apartment was within her budget. She'd booked it months ago, when she'd pressed ahead with her decision to leave Bristol and move to Cornwall. She'd been able to book the apartment for 2 months, until she was able to move into her new home. She'd spotted a small starter home on the internet, and after a Skype tour, had arranged a viewing back in December. It was on a small development on the outskirts of Kittiwake Cove, and was perfect for her. Her offer had been accepted, and now she just had to wait for the surveys to be completed before she could move. She'd be taking over the lease of her business premises at the beginning of May, and would need it ready to catch the bulk of the tourist trade in her first year. There had been nothing for her in Bristol, so she had decided not to wait any longer. She could do more research and preparation while living here. Lifting the rucksack onto her back and picking up the holdall, she set off on the steep climb up the road, which ran up the left of the bay towards the Cormorant. As she entered, she noticed that the pub had changed quite a bit since the last time she'd been there. It looked newly decorated, with white walls contrasting the original beams exposed overhead. Weathered oak tables filled most of the floor, and there was a pool table situated at one end of the room. Surfboards, surfing photos, and silver surfing trophies were displayed around the pub, giving it a fun beach vibe. A large original brick fireplace housed a log fire, ready to be lit. The pub was deserted, and Rihanna desperately tried to catch her breath after the climb. "Hello?" Rihanna called out, as there was no one behind the bar. She dropped her holdall to the floor, and as she slipped off the rucksack, she let out an unintentional groan, still breathless and hot. A blonde man in his early 30s wearing chef whites emerged from a doorway which Rihanna presumed led to the pub's kitchen.
"Hey, good morning. What can I get you?"
the man said in a London accent. He was about the same height as Rihanna and had a friendly smile. His left arm was covered in a sleeve of tattoos and he wore a wedding band.
"Hi, I know I'm early, but I've booked one of the apartments and thought I'd see if I could check in early. It said to collect the key from here,"
Rihanna explained, wondering if she should rummage through her rucksack for proof of her booking.
"I'm Rihanna Price."
"Oh yes, just a minute."
He walked around the bar to another door, which led off behind it, and returned with a key on a large fob with a number 1 etched into it.
"I'm Ricky, by the way, the chef, as you can tell."
He gestured to his clothing.
"The boss has had to pop out, so I'll show you to the apartment. Let me take one of those bags."
He grabbed the rucksack, the largest and the heaviest of the two bags.
"Follow me."
Rihanna followed Ricky outside and along a path that ran around the side of the pub and towards a white single-story annex, which had probably been some sort of outbuilding originally. It was split into a couple of apartments, each with a large front window and cheerful blue-painted door.